Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has often said it's not the maps that result in outsized Republican majorities in the legislature. It's that they have better candidates. Senior political reporter Zach Schultz is here now with additional factors that impact elections. Hi, Zach.
Hello, Frederica.
So is it true that Republicans have better candidates and messaging and organizing?
Well, when Robin Voss says that, what he's referring to is in 2018 with Tammy Baldwin's U.S. Senate run, in 2022 with Governor Evers' reelection, they each won at the top of the ticket a number of assembly districts, and enough that the Democrats would have had the majority in the assembly if all of their down-ballot Democrats had won their races. And he says that proves that down-ballot Republicans win on their messaging. But there's also the factor that in Wisconsin, split ticket voters exist, and they do separate out their feelings on who should be a U.S. senator or a governor and who should run for assembly. So there is truth in what he's saying, but a different district makeup will affect that as well.
So as to the question of incumbents landing in the same district with new maps, how big of a deal is that?
Well, that happens every 10 years during redistricting anyway. In the past, the legislature has tried to avoid that because it's their incumbents. Republicans in 2011 under Scott Walker tried to minimize the number of incumbents that were affected by that, and the same thing in the last round. It's not unusual, and Wisconsin's laws on who can run in what district are very loose. So residence requirements don't limit an incumbent who is now just outside their new borders to run over here, get an apartment, move in after they win. We've got cases where people have actually owned homes in other districts and taken property tax credits on those homes, but still represented somewhere else. There really isn't any enforcement mechanism, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's something to talk about, however, in terms of if people don't want to move, getting paired up in the same district is an issue if one wants to retire or they're going to run against each other in a primary.
So what are other implications of the new maps in terms of governing? Is it most conceivable iterations that there'd still be a Republican advantage?
Well, that's the geographic nature of the state. The distribution of Democratic voters is concentrated in the cities and in urban areas, and Republicans are a little more spread out at the moment. That doesn't mean you can't draw Democratic districts in urban areas or by taking off chunks of cities. That's been done and it's been proven these maps are possible. But the average map, mathematicians from UW have told us in the past, will slightly favor Republicans. But that doesn't talk about swing elections, wave elections, and candidate quality, as Robin Voss has talked about.
So you suggested the Republican maps are designed to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but experts say that it is highly unlikely it would go there.
Well, this is the Republicans' Hail Mary. They want to keep all their options open, so if the U.S. Supreme Court does weigh in and they say, all right, well, if the only thing that was wrong is the non-contiguous part of the district, the Assembly Republican map fixes that problem without changing anything and keeps it a majority in favor of Republicans, and they're hoping that is the outcome that comes out of the U.S. Supreme Court if it does get there.
All right. Zach, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fred.
That last answer was really good because...